The glue of faith and works. What does being a Christian mean to you? And to some, it's having the right doctrine. It's a matter of what you believe. To others, it's having the correct ethic, a matter of doing good works. To some, it's a matter of doctrine. To others, it's a matter of duty. To some, it's fulfilling of both requirements, believing and doing. Some emphasize that faith without works is dead, so believe. Others stress that works without faith is dead, so do. Well, faith and works are the opposite sides of the same coin. Well, both are so important, and yet without a third element, both are fruitless. For Christianity has its own threefold cord. Christianity has its own glue that cements both faith and works together. Faith alone is an impersonal, dead understanding of being a Christian. Works alone is also an impersonal, dead understanding of being a Christian. Faith and works together is an impersonal, dead, fruitless view. You see, being a Christian is a matter of relationship with a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless faith and works have his life inbreathed into them, they are of little worth. Without a personal relationship with Christ, faith and works both rely on me. Without a personal relationship, you have an impersonal view of Christianity. Having an impersonal view of Christianity throws us back on our own resources. Faith and works without the breath of life will be marked by failure. Works and faith, if not quickened by the Lord, end in defeat and disappointment. For without me you can do nothing, neither faith nor works. Without me your faith is dead, for faith comes through him alone. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Without me your works are dead, for works come through him alone. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Impersonal Christianity results in a life that is dead, fruitless, pointless, frustrating. A personal view of Christianity results in a life that is quickened and transformed. Christianity is not a label with which we're stamped or a box to tick. Christianity is not a religion to adopt, an ethic to follow, a doctrine to adhere to. Christianity starts, and Christianity finishes with Christ and Christ alone. For Christ is the Alpha, and Christ is the Omega. Faith without Christ is nothing. Works without Christ profits nothing. You may speak in the languages of men or angels, but without Christ it means nothing. You may understand all prophecy and mystery, but without Christ it means nothing. You may have faith to remove mountains, but without Christ it means nothing. You may have good works that abound, but without Christ it means nothing. If your Christian life is lived without Christ, without this relationship with Jesus, then do something about it now. For knowing the person of Jesus is more vital and more important than anything else in this life.